Well, just like being in the Army, we had our barracks. I stayed in the barracks. I roomed with a security officer. And we talked occasionally when he I guess he left earlier than I did. We talked occasionally. And on one occasion, I asked him, you know, I knew the bombs came from off-site. And I said, well, what happens if a car approaches you and you're leading the truck with the bomb on it into the Mercury site proper? And he said, I run that car off the road.
Wow.
I didn't believe him, so I don't know, a week or two or three later, and this would be when I was there for my six-week tour, I saw the sheriff's car coming with all the lights blinking, and I knew darn well he was driving it, and back of it was a truck pulling the atomic bomb. So I pulled over, and I kept on the road like I was going to keep on going, and he just drove me off the road.
Interesting.
I just drove off the road until the vehicle carrying the bomb went by. I proceeded back on the road again. But he wasn't kidding. He said the rule is there's supposed to be no moving vehicle past the atomic bomb.
Interesting.
Near as I can tell, the bomb was stationed just on the Nellis Air Force Base property or at the Nellis Air Force Base interface of the Nevada test site. Within a mile or two of the entrance, the old entrance to the Mercury